The story's headline read, 6 injured, 14 arrested as draft office protest turns into melee. The photo was in stark contrast to the one in the Derry News, where everyone, even the cops and the construction workers who had started their own impromptu counter-protest, looked sort of relaxed. In the Harwich Journal photo, folks looked raw-nerved, confused, and about 2,000 light-years from relaxed. There were hard-hat types with tattoos on their bulging arms and hateful grimaces on their faces. There were long-haired kids staring back at them with angry defiance. One of the latter was holding his arms out to a jeering trio of men as if to say, "Come on, you want a piece of me?" There were cops between the two groups, looking strained and tense. To the left, Carol had drawn an arrow to this part of the photo, as if I might have missed it otherwise, was a familiar jacket with Harwich High School printed on the back. Once more her head was turned, but this time toward the camera instead of away from it. I could see the blood running down her cheek much more clearly than I wanted to. She could draw joke arrows and write all the breezy comments she wanted to in the margin. I was not amused. That was not chocolate syrup on her face. A cop had her by one arm. The girl in the news photo didn't seem to mind either that or the fact that her head was bleeding, if she even knew her head was bleeding at that point. The girl in the news photo was smiling. In one of her hands was a sign reading, "Stop the murder." The other was held out toward the camera, the first two fingers making a V. V for victory, I thought then, but of course it wasn't. By 1969, that V went with the sparrow track the way ham went with eggs. I scanned the text of the clipping, but there was nothing there of any particular interest. Protest, counter-protest, epithets, thrown rocks, a few fistfights, police arrive on the scene. The story's tone was lofty and disgusted and patronizing all at the same time. It reminded me of how Ebersole and Gerritsen had looked that night in the wreck. You fellows have disappointed me. All but three of the protesters who had been arrested were released later that day, and none were named, so presumably they were all under 21. Blood on her face, and yet she was smiling, triumphant, in fact. I became aware Phil Oakes was still singing, "I must have killed a million men, and now they want me back again," and a shake of goose flesh went up my back. I turned to the card. It bore the typical rhymed sentiments. They always come to about the same, don't they? Merry Christmas. Sure hope you don't die in the new year. I barely read them. On the blank side, facing the verse, she had written me a note. It was long enough to use up most of the white space. Dear number 6, I just wanted to wish you the merriest of Merry Christmases and to tell you I'm okay. I'm not back in school, although I have been associating with certain school types, see enclosed clipping, and expect I will return eventually, probably fall semester next year. My mom is not doing too well, but she is trying, and my brother is getting his act back together. Rhonda helps, too. I've seen Sully a couple of times, but it's not the same. He came over to watch TV one night, and we are like strangers. Or maybe what I really mean is that we're like old acquaintances on trains going in different directions. I miss you, Pete. I think our trains are going in different directions, too, but I'll never forget the time we spent together. It was the sweetest and the best, especially the last night. You can write me if you want, but I sort of wish you wouldn't. It might not be good for either of us. This doesn't mean I don't care or remember, but that I do. Remember the night I showed you that picture and told you about how I got beaten up? How my friend Bobby took care of me? He had a book that summer. The man upstairs gave it to him. Bobby said it was the best book he ever read. Not saying much when you're just 11, I know. But I saw it again in the high school library when I was a senior and read it, just to see what it was like. And I thought it was pretty great. Not the best book I ever read, but pretty great. I thought you might like a copy. Although it was written 12 years ago, I sort of think it's about Vietnam. Even if it's not, it's full of information. I love you, Pete. Merry Christmas, Carol. P.S. Get out of that stupid card game.